Blind, Cool,
Tech,
the show where life,
hey y'all,
technology,
hello,
and blindness,
hello, is anyone here? I can't see anything.
Comes together.
Please welcome your host, Larry Gutman.
Ah, love it. That is too cool. That is another intro submitted by Kai. And what I'd like to do, you guys, is get you to email me your contact info, and I want to build a credits page where we can let, you know, have a link to each one of these intros and a link to your webpage and so forth. So this is too much fun. In fact, I took the afternoon off today just to, I wanted to play with the podcast stuff. Okay, all right, I'm sorry. Anyway, I wanted to get this sound seeing tour that Kenny Mitchell and I did last night at great peril to ourselves. I might have you know, it was at the Field of Screams, supposedly one of the best haunted house slash farm events. I also want to congratulate Jerry Halladin. Adam Curry in the Daily Source Code had been calling for musicians to upload music to the PodSafe network, especially Christmas music. And apparently Adam played Jerry's song today, and I'm going to try to find that song. Or maybe just you can check out Daily Source Code. I'd love to have it on here, too. Be honest with you, I haven't mastered navigating the PodSafe network yet. I am signed up. Oh, what an admission. All right, here's our sound seeing tour.
This is Blind Cool Tech, number 201, October 30th, 2005. We're at Filled with Screams. I'm here with my good friend Kenny Mitchell from the bowling team. Y'all met him there. And Becky was going to come with us, but she had to work early this morning. So we're going to try to brave it on our own. We're just walking up to it. We hadn't got our tickets or anything. Now, Kenny has been here before. And you say this is the best around, huh?
It's one of the best.
Yeah? Which other ones?
Part of Waverly Hospital.
That one did sound good. And Waverly, for those of you that don't know, is a mental institution here, and it was a tuberculosis hospital, back in the 20s or something?
They're coming out with a movie. It's in California right now called Death Tunnel. It's about Waverly Hospital.
Death Tunnel. Yeah, and that was where they used to carry the bodies out.
Hello.
Two of us. All right.
There's a car sitting at the top of the hill and it's not moving.
I mean, two of them out of 40. $10. And two tickets. You guys have a good time.
Okay.
The center down there at the flashing lights.
All right. There you go, Kenny. I'll keep mine. Got yours. Yep.
Thank you.
Did it just drop like 30 degrees?
It did get cooler when we walked down that little hill, didn't it? Alright.
This is to get to the edge of the lot. It's a clear sky.
Dark as all get out, right? Or you got a little moonlight.
Yeah. A little moonlight.
A few corn stalks on the ground there. Kenny tells me we could be in here for hours. This is a big one, huh?
Duck your head, Larry.
What'd you say?
Just duck your head. We're going to throw.
Oh, okay. I'm with you. Alright.
How are you, Nate?
Great. How are you?
Pretty good. It'll be just a second.
Okay. I'm scared.
You're scared?
I am. Isn't that we're here, what we're here for?
Yep.
You know what? I bet I won't get lost in here because you can use that music to tell where you're going. Where it's coming from.
You hear the music in the maze, though.
Yeah, well, I hear it on the other side of it over there. Thank you. Okay.
How are you all doing tonight?
We are great. How are you?
Just fine. This is where we are right now. As you enter, you want to stay to the right all the way around until you come to the bridge. At that point, you can exit right beside the bridge and go on down to the haunted barn, or you can choose to come back up and try to solve the maze. If you want to solve the maze, you'll come past the bridge, come all the way back around, and take the first left after the cemetery.
Okay.
Now, on the inside of the maze, there's no actors and no lights. You'll be on your own. If you solve the maze, you'll come back by the bridge, down into the barn, and exit out through the haunted woods. Y'all have a good time.
Well, thank you.
And good luck.
Thanks.
We're going through that first part.
Okay.
Like a haunted portion. They command it to be. There's a big monster with red lights. He just jumped out.
So this is pretty, like, we're going. All that thing's, yeah, it's out here, moving.
Never going through.
Tell them about my arms.
Like a trail. Going down this, like a trail. Corn everywhere. There's pumpkins in the corn.
Yeah.
They can jump out at you at any time. Just like right there. There's something walking up on us right now.
What is that? Just some cables standing there coming out of the barn.
Now, right now, it's pitch black out here. And there's actual character following you right now.
I see. What is that?
I think Michael Myers guys wearing overalls and white masks.
Okay.
There's like different statues out here, kids that are coming there right in the corn. Right now, it's pitch black.
Whoa!
Hey! Hello!
Hey!
God, get some fans up on your rabbit. This is more fun for me because, like before, I didn't see none of this stuff happen because I was in the back. And it's a lot, you get scared a lot easier when you're here. Here we go to like a little house. It has strobe lights.
It has what?
Strobe lights.
Oh, okay. You got us!
So you guys want to stay and play? It's just me and my hatchet.
Which way?
I bet she gets tired of saying that all night. That was a what?
That was a girl. She had a knife with a baby carriage in there and everything. Stop. I'll just pop it out. And he's following me right now.
I have to touch my teeth, Pop. Man, touch my teeth, G. I got my mouth. It's not there right now.
A kiss?
I still feel it. I feel it inside of my heart.
Well, is part of his head gone? So he doesn't have a mouth.
We're gonna go to this like redneck hillbilly crap coming up here.
Playing some country music. Howdy.
How y'all doing?
Hello. Great.
Y'all having a good time?
Yeah.
Did you get scared?
Couple times. You cold?
Just a little teeny little bit.
How many more hours you got work?
We close at 11.
Close at 11.
Well, y'all want to shit nigga grandma?
Nah, it's okay.
Well, howdy there. How y'all doing tonight?
All righty.
Well, it's good. Are you having fun tonight? All right. Y'all come back to a little shindigging with me and Granny. We might have some big roots going.
Granny sucker is in. Bitch. Right now, it's freaking dark.
Well, I should have went over there and hugged on her, man.
No, you didn't want to hug her.
Shindig.
How many times have I dropped Larry? About 5?
Yeah.
Alright, good function. Now it's... We're going to the cemetery, but also again, one to the left.
Yeah.
Right now we're going right.
Oh, so do we even have to? Oh, we want to go to this other thing first, though.
Yeah, we want to go through all this. We have to come back through it.
Okay.
Stop.
Jeez.
And a clean pair of shorts.
What was he dressed up in?
She's following you.
Oh, I see.
People coming up on the front end. No, everybody had accents out here.
Or chainsaw.
We're going to go like another little cabin or whatever you want to call it. This all has like, I think it has chains hanging down from it.
Yeah.
With strobe lights.
Okay.
Whoa! Shit! Change here or where? Okay. There's other people
to wear.
I can't hardly see
the thing. Yeah, dude. There's a gas in here, though.
Black out here. Look for a light and straight ahead.
Okay.
That's the only light out here. And that's not even a good light. They can come out any place.
And this corn's like taller than us. So.
Yeah, it's a corn. It's probably about a foot or two taller than you are.
Dang.
Sometimes 3 feet. You can't even see through it either. Like, here's the worm black. You can't see nothing through it.
Oh, there's another chainsaw trying to stop.
Hey, buddy. How y'all doing?
You got me. You too.
Pitch black out here.
You make me nervous back there, man.
There's some action coming up here.
Pretty sharp, isn't it?
Not a good sign, is it?
This other guy's still following us. This ain't good. Oh man.
He's still following us.
His chainsaw won't start.
What is that smell, dude? In his ass. Somebody in like a graveyard over here.
This guy's been an awful lot of time.
And it's pretty tall.
What'd you say, Kenny?
He's pretty tall. Probably taller than you are. That was pretty dark in the corner. Makes me kind of nervous.
Exactly.
I don't know if somebody's gonna jump out of it or not. Alright. We're up to a. Because I guess it's gonna be like a. It's a school bus.
There's somebody. Remember, right
Mayburn Elm Street? There's a school bus in the first scene.
Get on the bus!
Or we gotta go up some steps.
Alright. Hey there.
I want to duck your head.
Alright.
I'm going to walk this damn bus. On the other end of it, it's going to be like a low drop.
Okay.
Got that on my hand.
There's somebody behind us, dude.
Yeah.
Whoa!
You got to go low as you can, man.
I'm with you.
There wasn't nobody in the bus last time.
That sounded like a spring popping.
There was a cage in there.
Then we just went down a big ramp out of it. Yeah, we're bus seats in there and everything, wasn't it?
Now it's pitch dark because of the strobe lights again. And I can't see a goddamn thing.
Oh!
Pitch black out here again. Can't see nothing. Can't even hear nothing. I don't know if you can hear anything. I can't hear anything.
It's that music.
Okay, it's almost over. I see the bridge. Okay, that part's over, practically. That part's over.
Alright.
Now, we gotta go back to the beginning. I think it's straight ahead. came from. Remember that first big thing I told you about?
Yeah.
We're getting ready to pass him up.
Okay.
I'm going to go see Grandma again. All that kind of crap.
Yeah. I'm going to do a shindig with her this time. Whoa.
All right. Now we're back at the entrance. We have big things. Like a... This is where it gets tricky.
Okay.
Because they're probably going to scare me again, same places.
Exactly.
While we're here. Here's one of the pumpkins we're at.
Okay. Why don't you play with the bunny? Hello.
Hey there.
Hey there. You want to play with me?
Play with you?
Yes.
Here's a half with a little.
What is it? Like a bunny?
Yeah. Like a bunny with that looks scary.
Okay.
This is the first, is the first half right of the, with the little girl.
What's in there, dude? You want to know what's in there? My toys!
I'm gonna close my eyes, dude.
Get in here!
That's just a bunny.
You wanna what play? Play with the bunny!
Do you guys want to see him play? What about you?
That thing's on the wall in here.
Oh, okay.
Do you
want
to see him play? I got lots of fun games.
How the sausage?
Nobody hurt you, did they? Okay, see, you just got to laugh. Come on, laugh, have a good time.
Pick black out here.
Let's scream like that laugh, okay? Don't cry, laugh. Come on. It's okay.
A chainsaw massacre can depend on a good chainsaw these days.
Oh shit, point deliverance.
Yeah, they are.
That's not good.
Look, we can dance with him.
Grandma.
By golly, everybody come back and do a little shindigging, didn't
they? We did.
What's your shindig on? Are you having fun?
Absolutely.
Oh,
<that's good. laughs>
What you guys?
that poor girl that has to do all that laughing all night, that must wear her out.
Like on Mondays, they're open. Like on Saturdays, Fridays, they're open till 1 o'clock. Coast Guard down here.
Look pretty real.
Cemetery?
Yeah.
No.
No.
Looks like a, I guess an old cemetery, like an old country cemetery.
We both jumped on that one. Oh, we're being followed.
Hey, there's a post with directions on it. One saying right, scared. One saying, one the other way saying confused. We want to do the confused one.
Yeah.
Through it yet? Yeah, anything.
I went through it a couple weeks ago.
Okay, well, as I said, this is the way out, I think, isn't it?
That's the way into the maze.
Where's the way out?
No, dude.
The best thing to do, why do you want to go to the barn? The barn's pretty good.
Is it?
Yeah. What you want to do to get to the barn, if you keep up close to the haunted house over there,
yeah.
And you come to see a bridge, and you want to take a right. Like gonna be like a step.
We didn't take it.
Yeah. When you get to the bridge,
can you get out that way too after you go through the barn?
Yeah, when you the barn's done, you're done with the haunted house. The barn's just like another haunted house.
Okay, cool.
You gotta crawl through it.
Yeah, so okay.
We've done business.
Yeah, we've been through it.
You gotta crawl through.
Oh,
yeah. I don't know if I'm up for crawling. No.
Maze is hard. We were in there for like an hour.
Seriously?
There's like nobody
What's
else.
What's the easiest way out?
Is this the way through the maze?
Yeah. Well, this starts the maze.
Yeah, okay, let's do that. And we need to do it.
I mean,
alright, let's do that. You don't
want to
go through
that? Huh? I don't want to have to crawl. It'll hurt. Y'all can.
This is a lot tighter. Yeah.
Right now, it's pitch black in here. The only sound you hear from the actual haunted house.
Yeah.
The only light you see are from up in the air, like spotlights. You can see from like the outer part of the haunted house.
Now, that was the way we could have gone that way, wasn't it? The opening? Or no, I guess not.
Yeah, some of these are like, could be opening, but they're not.
Okay. So the corn is really thick beside us.
Yeah. You can see through it. She said we have to stay left. Keep on left.
I thought she said right.
Well, I think it's right in the first part, but it's left through here.
Okay. Yeah, you're right. Yeah. Pretty close.
Nuts. Freaking corn all over.
Yeah. We're having to bend over and everything.
Can't see the corn as tall as you are. Taller than you are. Can't see nothing.
And we're just turning.
So
it's tight to here.
Those guys that were in front of us, you can't see them no more.
Yeah, they're long gone. Now, theoretically, in this part, nobody's jumping out at you.
Yeah,
stuff.
So, I'm still kind of nervous.
In fact, we might be glad to see somebody like those guys were after a while.
I wish they remember this corn stalk with the elf with the light.
Like being in the jungle, man. Yeah, this path may be just 3 feet wide. Corner, you can hear us. Oh, there's the laughing girl.
Yeah, I'm all comfortable. If I can hear somebody, if you don't hear somebody, you're screwed.
Yeah, you're getting off a long ways away.
Yeah, we did. Okay, we're in the other hunt. Let's go back.
Are they part of it?
Yeah, backtrack.
Okay.
Well, he's part of it. Alright, we took a wrong turn, man.
Yeah, we ended up back on the first part, didn't we?
We took a wrong turn.
Yeah, this is a lot of corn in here.
You know what?
What?
It's like a lot more loaded out when I came here a couple weeks ago.
How was it?
Yeah.
Now the laughing girl's up on our left. The loony woman, I guess we should say. Kenny's looking around. Gonna head back the same way we just came up.
Freaking dark.
Step a little further over.
You see nothing but corn.
Corn and little sky, huh?
Corn and stars. You got music in the back room. And according to your hearing, have we already been here, you think, this far ahead?
We've been in this area, but I don't know about right here. No, I don't think we've been down this path. It's got more rows in it.
That's the only thing I got to go by is that, you know, if I go somewhere that I haven't been, I'm not going to circus.
Right. Back down towards Hank Williams. Yeah, that's what they should have done. At least you'd have something to aim for. Walking up every other row here. We're making a turn through some.
Pretty tight fit.
What'd you say?
Pretty tight fit.
Yeah. This is pretty cool, actually. Further and further away from the laughing girl.
Yeah, that's what we kind of want.
Either that or she took a break. We're getting far from all the sound.
Find out if we go in there.
Let's do it, man.
We can always backtrack.
If we end up in Indiana, you'll know we crossed the river somewhere. That's right, we are close to the river too. Whoa, this is tight. Oh, we're really in here now. This is an unbeaten trail.
You can't even get a landmark. You can't see a piece of thing and say, okay, I've been here before. But it's so dark out here that you can't see nothing.
Well, you know, we probably ought to use these sounds. Like, we hear two of them right now. One on the left playing Lynyrd Skynyrd, and one on the right. The drum or something. I haven't been this way before, I know, Kenny.
This is the wrong way. Take it back in the main. Okay, that's...
At least we know how to get out of here.
The house. That worked.
Still actually pretty close to that other island. That seems to me like we ought to be heading more towards the right. Come out to when you finally get out of here? Another a barn?
We started over again. We went past the bridge.
Right.
That bridge, we went to the right there, so going straight. It would have taken it.
Consistently going. We definitely haven't been down this path before either.
Go about the way we're definitely going.
Yeah.
Crazy thing is we're both using two different means of figuring out where we're at. Which is kind of cool. I'm going by what I see. Going by what you feel here.
Yeah, but I'm agreeing with you which way we need to go right now. We can't seem to get away from that main haunted house.
We're out.
Oh, are we?
Here's
the road. Well, cool. Good job, dude.
And we made it.
Hey, do awesome.
Where's the barn at?
This way?
This way right here.
Which way?
This way.
That way?
That's pretty neat.
It was. It was very cool. So can you see the barn?
Not yet. I'm going to go
around. Alyssa, run! Is that a good idea to run? You said, hey, let's run. Let's run. Hey, it's the barn! Go!
To the barn. To the left.
Can't help it. I freaked out, okay? Sure, and you
got
with me.
You want to let these girls go ahead of us?
Y'all want to go ahead of us?
I will.
Come on. We're slow. Now here, we switched over to using the Olympus DS2. I thought maybe the automatic gain control would do a little better. So here's two very similar environments. Check it out. I think we got you covered.
Just a minute before you can go in.
All right. How many times a night do you get to say that?
About 1,000. This is where we tried to slow, though, so I won't say it quite so much.
Well, good.
Just need to wait till tomorrow.
Tomorrow's going to be another slow night.
Really?
We were packed last night.
I bet.
Especially with the concert we had going on.
Who was playing?
MFD and 7 Day Sun.
I'll be darned.
I figured we're Halloween, we were busy.
How anybody comes in, everybody's
not trick or treat. Yeah. Yeah, that's true.
Like, very, very few people come in. Most of them groups of two, teenagers. That's about it.
Hmm. Well, it's been a pretty good one so far.
Yeah.
Kenny says this is one of the best ones around.
That's what a lot of people say. Y'all get in here. There's some tight spots that you're gonna have to walk single file.
Okay.
It is like pitch black. You will not be able to see anything.
Hey. All right.
To your advantage.
Yeah. Hey. I'm gonna be leading him through there.
Probably yeah.
Ooh, it's gonna be loud in there, Kenny.
Yes,
is there all strobe lights and parts of it and stuff
There's
too?
There's a lot of strobe lights.
Oh, that's right. You were saying because of epilepsy. Yeah.
And most of the strobe lights are all in one spot. There's like 7 strobe lights in one room.
Okay.
Strobe lights are hard to see. yourself. Because when you eat a lot of them in one spot.
Yeah, you look right at it.
Yeah. And there you really can't help looking right at it.
And then there's somebody yelling in your face.
Now.
Did you hear about this old Louisville ghost tour they're doing now, too?
Yeah.
Well, there's a Waverly one, and then there's one in old Louisville, too, I think.
I think it's called Baxter.
It might be. Is that one any good?
Waverly's okay.
Yeah.
It's, we got so much plywood out there, you really can't get the full effect of it.
Hmm.
Like, you got more plywood, you can't get really the hospital. I think it's too wide, too. That's a big.
Yeah.
More narrow it is, more freaky.
I work here every night at the haunted house in Melton, so I don't know that.
Yeah. That makes sense.
How does somebody get a job out here?
Like September 13th and 14th every year. People come out for investigations, do an audition. Besides that, you have to come in and volunteer. If you're better than a paid actor, then you'll get an acting spot. A lot of the people out here are volunteers.
So do you get to trade jobs any at all? Or?
Yeah, every once in a while. There's a lot of trading around.
Yeah.
I'm not out here every night. Sometimes I'm just running around. My little brothers are here tonight, so.
You don't get to wield a chainsaw or anything?
Some people do. I don't really. I don't want to scare anybody.
Yeah.
I'm just not a scary person. So. Wow. There's not many jobs here.
I would love to do that.
It's like, scary people. Have a nice time.
All right, thanks.
I'm going to a small trail.
All right.
There's a big guy right at the door.
A big guy. This is an old wooden barn.
Yeah. Aluminum, metal.
Oh, okay.
That's a good barn. It takes that long to get to that truck.
Oh, you were good, dude.
Either by accident or... Okay, well, I don't know what the hell happened.
I don't think I'd try it again.
Well, I saw one of mine land my... what do you call it? This guy's wearing like a...
Don't you ever shut up!
Like a barbed wire on his face.
This guy's a lot smarter than you. He knows where to keep his mouth shut.
You got barbed wire on your face?
Get out of here! Get out of here!
You got a hatchet in his hand.
Somebody's wanting out of there.
Oh my god.
What is it, man?
It's a girl, like, no legs, and she's just like popping.
Wait, no legs left?
You're gonna get punished if you don't help me.
How do we help? Another blank. Man, these people sound serious too, don't they?
Why didn't you help me? I asked you to help me.
Wow, you came out of nowhere. He sounds pretty serious, though.
Got him left face.
His what, Kenny?
His left face.
Oh. We're going around another corner here. Two curves. It's all pea gravel on the floor. You're probably getting the tide of it from here. More like plywood walls. You're going back around.
It's just Chris walking.
It's getting smaller and smaller, too. It's perfect.
Right.
Yeah. Oh, there's incense going on in here, too. Something.
It's like wall fog.
Oh, fog? Man.
I'm running too.
Oh, that way. I'm getting jumped
again. I can't see nothing. Last face right there. Just walking in. There's Rex following.
All right. Oh, man. You came out of nowhere.
Okay. Oh, it's a tug pit.
Oh, okay.
I'm going sideways.
Yeah, oh, man, this is. I'm with you.
All right.
Yeah, I'm going to cut through. Yeah, it's only like, what, 2 feet wide?
Yeah, it's not very wide.
And it's low to my head, too, I can feel. Yeah, we're going around a hairpin turn here.
Another hairpin turn here.
Oh, man, it's tight.
It's tight.
Yeah, it is. Right. Oh, yeah. That one's only about a foot wide there.
Oh, God.
I'm going to have to turn around to follow you. All right, I'm with you. Right here. Oh, man, right here.
Got it?
Yes.
All right.
Don't leave me, Kenny.
I can't see that. I'm just going by feel. I'm wondering where the wall is.
Yeah, it's even getting a little tighter and tighter in there. I'll just follow you around. I guess we're going to go around the corner right here.
Okay. You can't come on this side of my right.
No, there's nothing over there.
I'm pushing right there, it's kind of wet.
Oh, yeah.
I can't,
there's
nothing to my right, my left.
So we're out in kind of an open area, almost. You didn't see it till just then?
I can't see nothing. It's black.
Oh, this wall's padded here.
Yeah, I mean, I just ran into things, something like that.
They probably padded the corner to prevent injury.
Yeah.
Tapping on the wall. You want to borrow this cane there?
Okay, it's a little bit lighter.
Yeah, we're going through a curve. Now we're back in another open area.
Everyone, this is the body of Mr. Castro Giovanni. He was involved in a tragic sawmill accident. After his body was cut off.
And they change it every day, dude. Spider webs hanging from the ceiling.
We did crawl back there.
Oh, man, it's so
cool. We're all in the crawl through here. We get the spider webs halfway over there.
They changed it on you.
Oh, man.
That was it, huh?
That's it. Man, I want to talk.
Oh, you want to go back through again?
No.
That was pretty cool.
Now we're off fast.
We made it.
They changed that whole thing from that Peter Paul Mars.
Oh, good darn.
We got the crawl and everything. Right here, the porta pot. Sorry to have a bunch of crap in it. Boy, crap.
Nobody should have any crap left in them after that. It was burning out here.
And we're going to go through a house. They were still in the haunted house.
Yeah.
On the way outside.
Okay.
Yeah.
Hey there.
Cause you always die. Help me. Please help me.
This guy's on the ground.
Are you scared?
It's got the form between the thing I can feel.
There's somebody hanging.
Oh man.
America!
Alright, we're going down a ramp.
Yep.
Back outside.
Yeah.
Alright. So that woman was talking about the cannibals ate that guy's body. What was there?
Oh, he just touched the guy in the coffin. And all that thing was in there was his head.
Oh, okay.
And we went the first time a couple weeks ago. There was like a counter there that had like a pin that shocked it. One of those kind of shocking pins. And right there is when we got to crawl down and crawl.
I
wondered if we met that out during... Oh, shit.
What was that?
A guy on a conveyor cord flung down from the street. Oh, shit.
Like he was hanging or what?
Like he, you know, an American boy when he's
swinging
down to you? He's not one of those. He went right in front of
him. Thank you.
He's going to like a bunch of shredded cheese with blood on
him. Oh, with blood on him. Oh, I lost Kenny. Don't leave me, Kenny. Is it pitch dark through here still?
No, it's lights out here. Spotlight. We're going to go through a trailer that's been painted with like colors that I probably glow in the dark.
Okay. Kenny, you jump, man.
Step up, man. All right, I'm with you.
Alright, gotcha.
I'm going to lower your head.
Alright. Off to the side.
All like he was clown.
Oh.
Monsters in here.
What kind of monsters, man?
Different kind of.
Whoa.
Like evil stuff painted. You like stuff that goes in the dark.
Okay.
Got one evil clown mask.
Found
that.
That was pretty cool, man. You felt me jumping back a couple times there, didn't you?
Quite a bit. Wonder why they don't. They probably make a crawl when there's like a bunch of people here.
Yeah, probably. That was your favorite part too, wasn't
it?
Yeah.
What the hell? Yeah, we're done. We're going back to the car now.
So you don't think the Waverly one's this good, huh?
No.
Have you been to that one that they're talking about on Baxter?
Baxter Avenue Moore, I heard that's not very good.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
And now what about this one in Old Louisville? Where this guy's talking about all the ghosts in Old Louisville?
No, I've never been there.
It was in the Leo this week?
The Waverly is probably the second best one.
And your best part of Waverly was what?
Well, you can, for $20, you can go to a body shoot, or not the body shoot, but the morgue.
Yeah.
Which is nothing, it's like you're doing walking through a hallway. You're not, I mean, you will never know you're in the morgue, what they told you.
Okay.
When I went in it, I thought I was going to see like a table and stuff like that. And all you're seeing is like a bunch of plywood. You're not walking in the middle of the hallway.
Well, do they talk to you though?
No, nobody.
Oh, you just walk through yourself.
But in the haunted house we got there, you got a, you know, it's like a regular haunted house.
So the haunted house is just kind of like this one was.
I always thought that, you know, the tighter it is, the more scary it is. You don't know what's going to happen.
That was a good part of that one where you're going through those hairpin turns and everything. Yeah. Like,
I might think if it's tight and dark, you don't know what's going to happen. You see stuff is real wide. You can see what's going on. You can see what's happening.
So are these just a couple of workers taking a break out here or something?
Right here. Kind of it's like next year when we go out and do another one, we'll come on a weekend, a couple weeks before.
Yeah, let's do that.
It's totally different. Totally different atmosphere.
Okay.
It's like a lot of people. And they probably host stuff back like on these kind of nights.
Yeah.
But, you know, we'll come out here like on a next year. Because it was like a lot different last time. Because you got a lot of people.
Cool.
Cause there's not even. We were parked way out there last time we came.
Huh. You know, like that girl said, I forgot about people trick or treating on the night before Halloween.
Well, I would have figured a lot of people were trick or treating about 5 or 6. I would have figured they would come out like teenagers and college kids.
Yeah.
Okay, they'd be coming out here on Halloween night so they can't go trick-or-treating. Or parents taking their kids out here actually trick-or-treating.
So is there some kind of law that keeps you from going after you're so old or something?
What, Halloween?
Going trick-or-treating.
Well, I think it's more of a common sense thing.
Well, I mean, Shelly and her friend did it last year. And she's, what, 22?
Well, I don't think there's a written law.
Must have locked her in there.
That's a horrible man.
There's still the scaring going on.
Yeah, I get more scared of the quarter pass sometimes. You never know what's going to happen.
Yeah. There's something getting me on the back when I shut that door. Like, ah. All right, well, we're going to say. I'm going to call it a quits for this edition of Blind Cool Tech. You've been with us to Filled with Screams, Haunted House, outside Otter Creek in Louisville, Kentucky. And Kenny Mitchell here, doing the guiding and narrating. And I'm Larry Scootcom. If y'all would like to contact us. Oh, yeah, we have.
Hi, Larry. This is Stephen Clower calling from Denton, Texas. I just have a few comments. First of all, you mentioned that yours and Rob's computers weren't able to boot Windows while it had a USB flash reader plugged in. This is actually probably because most new computers have the option of booting from a USB device, say a memory stick or a thumb drive. But the problem is, if you don't have any kind of software installed that can boot off of that device, then the computer will just sit there when it's plugged in. So aside from just unplugging the device when you restart the computer, you can probably disable this in the BIOS. Unfortunately, that's going to require sighted help, I'm pretty certain. I don't know of any way to access the BIOS except for hitting the print screen key a whole bunch of times and having something plugged in, say, to the parallel port to read it. Something else is that I've had a flash reader, I think it's made by SanDisk, for several years now, and I picked it up from CompUSA for about $40, and it's worked really well. It seems very sturdy. It has slots for, you know, compact flash cards, memory sticks, SD media, and some other slot I can't identify because I don't use it. But it's worked really well, so if you're still searching for a USB reader, you might want to give that a look. Final comment, Andre's last name is actually pronounced Louis, like King Louis the 16th. Only reason I bring that up is because Eloquence has a really bad habit of mispronouncing many last names, and his is one of them. So, just a minor correction. Other than that, thanks for the good podcast, and I will keep listening. Bye.
All right. I appreciate the information. And Andre, Louis, I apologize. I had no idea. I apologize for that. Well, actually, I don't think that's the problem with the USB, the booting situation, because we had actually been using flashcard readers in those ports for quite a while. In fact, we were using USB 1, though, and wanted to switch over to 2, and it was with that switch that the computer quit trying to boot up. So, in fact, we went and looked in the BIOS to make sure that it wasn't set that way. So that's not the problem. I don't know what in the heck's going on, but we're gonna find out.
Hello, Larry. This is Dana Nicewanger, Charlotte, North Carolina, calling. Just listened to the latest podcast. Anyway, I've written you a couple of emails. Just wanted to let you know. Mystery Sound 7 is a little too easy. It's either canned whipped cream or shaving cream. Anyway, had a good time listening to the podcast. Keep the good stuff coming. Thanks to Blind Cool Tech. Talk to you later, man. Bye-bye.
You're close, man. In fact, I wanted to give it to you. I wanted to give it that one to you, but Rob says no, no, no. So it's close. So if you know what that sound is, you know how to get hold of us. Here's the contact info. Enjoyed spending Halloween with you. This is the music of Andre Louis. AndreLouis.com. Check it out.
You've been listening to Blind Cool Tech. Visit us on the web at www.blindcooltech.com. Send an email to blindcooltech@gmail.com or leave a comment on our comment line at 206-984-9203.